Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Matt Tafiti from Realty Executives, Elite Homes in Nutley, New Jersey. And here is my Monday podcast. My second one since I recommitted to doing my podcast again when I first opened the office up in Nutley, New Jersey, 2014. We were doing a weekly podcast. And it was video and podcast. And we got a lot of content, a lot of cool interviews out there. Kind of slacked off for a little bit. And now I recommitted. This is my second one. I don't have any, I guess, subjects in mind, or I don't have anything planned. So I'm just going to jump in here and start talking about this business. I know what we can talk about. I'm going to give you some real life experience and what happened over the past week and why, you know, I understand why people sell their house for sale by owner. I did it one time myself before I became licensed. There was a company out there called YHT Foxtons. And basically you would put your home, you would list your home with them. And they would put it on the MLS, and then they would send you brochures and signs and basically say, have at it, right? That was during the ramp up to the 2008 catastrophe. Now, there are companies out there right now that you can pay $500 to, and they will put you on the MLS, and that's all they would do. And then you're basically selling it on your own still. It's really for sale by owner, but they gave you access to the MLS. So, long story short, I had a client who saw a property that was listed on the MLS by one of these transaction coordinator type people. And basically the owner was representing himself. So the first thing is you have to reach out to the owner. And then he has to work in his schedule whether or not he's available to show you the property. So we did that, and she did like the property. I said it was about, I would say $50,000 overpriced. But the homeowner, who has an attachment to the home, thought it was the greatest unit that ever existed in that particular complex. And homeowners tend to do that. They don't have a subjective or a real opinion about the property because they're too close to it. And that's the first problem with for sale by owners. They tend to get emotionally involved in it, and they're not looking at the actual numbers and what's going on. So, excuse me. I have a conversation with this gentleman before we put the offer in. And it reduces his price by $20,000. Now, second problem is homeowners trying to negotiate with realtors that are full-time realtors and have been doing this for a while. You can't do that. You're never going to win that negotiation. This seller was purely working off of emotion. So when I questioned him and I said, hey, listen, I ran the comps on your property and, you know, you're way overpriced. And he admitted, yeah, I know. But, you know, I just got done redoing the bathrooms and I just got done redoing the kitchens. And we got a great view back here. And we're the only unit in the complex out of a couple that have such a great backyard area here. And it really is one of the better units in the complex. I said, well, there are larger units selling for about the same price. Yeah, but they're not updated as much. And I really think this is the best spot in the complex. You're really close to the gate. You know, there's a lot of things here. People will see the value in it. Okay. So I talked to my buyer and we put together the offer and I say it again. I think the unit is overpriced. You know, even though you're paying $20,000 less than what he's asking, I still think it's overpriced. No, I want it. Now she's working off of emotion. We get it. We start going into attorney review. And now the attorney review starts going back and forth. And now she reaches out to me and says, you know, the seller's attorney wants me to waive my mortgage or my appraisal contingency. And I said, well, we would be foolish if we did that. So again, I have no realtor to speak to, so I have to call the owner because he's negotiating on his own behalf. And I call him and speak to him, and he says, yeah, well, you know, the value's there, and if she really wants it, she'll pay for it, and, you know, I don't want to waste my time and your time. She's wasting my time. I said, no, she's not wasting your time. She has a right to keep her appraisal contingency. And in response to that, the seller says to me, well, I know everybody's doing it. Everybody's waiving their appraisal contingency. And he's wrong. And he's wrong because not everybody is waiving their appraisal contingency. And if your realtor suggests you do that, you should drop him right away and go find another realtor. And I think he's not understanding how the process works. People are not waiving their contingency, but they're willing to accept a home that doesn't appraise or willing to negotiate it out. He didn't want to hear any of it. And he got very aggravated and angry with me and said that I wasted his time and I wasted it. You know, my client wasted his time. And I explained to him, you're going to have the same problem with any other buyer. You're going to have the same problem. And then the next breath, he said, well, you know, I started working on my house already. This has nothing to do with what my client was willing to offer. My client put in a fair offer, showed her pre-approval, had the money for a rather large down payment, and he's not understanding how the process works. And that's a lot of the problem here with for sale by owner. They don't understand the semantics of the process, and they just don't understand the process. Everything is based off emotion. And then one other thing the gentleman said to me was that he was a businessman and he knows that people will pay for his property. And I said, well, I'm telling you, I do this every day and people are not going to pay that price for the property. See, the one misconception here in my area, because we're 12 miles outside of New York City, is they think that New York City people are going to overpay for a property in New Jersey. They don't understand that we have this thing called an appraisal. And yes, there are people paying for homes over the appraised value. Yes, there are people negotiating it out. And yes, a lot of people are walking away from homes that don't appraise, especially now. You know, the last couple of months, buyers have become a little frustrated with the market. And, you know, they're not doing things like waiving their appraisals as much. You know, they're not doing it. And why should they? Because they know at some point the market's going to adjust. It may not be in 2022, but it may be in 2023. And it's looking more and more like it's going to be the end of 2022, early 23. So when you're selling a home for sale by owner and you think you're going to wind up, you know, saving money, and you're going to cut out that big real estate commission, you may be mistaken. You got to know the process. You really need to know the process. And those companies out there that just throw homes up on the MLS for people, they're not doing anything for you. All they're doing is throwing you out there and with no representation and nobody to help you through the process. And you're going to wind up losing more money than you actually make. So, you know, you really got to think about that before you do it. All right. I'm going to move on to my next subject. And that is treating this like a business. And I'm going into the office right now. My 10 a.m. I didn't have anything planned to talk about, but I think I'm going to talk about treating this like a business and making a decision. See, when you really decide that you're going to be successful in this business or any business, and you make a decision and you stick with it no matter what, and you treat this like a business. Your business will grow. If you treat this like a hobby, just like so many agents do, and today scrolling through Facebook and I went on one of those agent forums and all the new agents talk about is commission. Commission, 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 commission. And then you have the companies that want to talk about their stocks and their stock options and their commission and residuals and all this other fun shit, you know? And this is the only business where somebody can get a license, graduate from real estate school, get a license, and expect to get paid 100% commission. This is the only business. If you try doing that when you graduate medical school and you go work for, I don't know, a hospital or intern, you get nothing. You get nothing until you learn the craft. And that's the problem here. Agents are not willing to learn. They rather go join one of these mega brokers and get the smoke blown up their ass about the large percentage they're going to get if they go on a team and make these calls. And I'll tell you what, a lot of them get disenchanted. That's why this industry has like an 83% failure rate. Because they believe all the bullshit. Rather than learning it and treating this like a business. Are you a hobbyist? Are you a business? Do you have systems in place? Are you working daily at it? Are you accountable to yourself? You know, are you taking scheduled vacations and scheduled breaks? I think that's what we're going to talk about today. That's what we're going to talk about today. And are you working? Are you working in the business? Or are you just saying you're a realtor? You know, and that's the problem with a lot of agents, especially over the last year. A lot of people were home. They were, you know, stuck home. They figured, hey, let me get my real estate license. It'll be a great idea. I'll make some extra money. And this is what's going on. And for you, for sale by owners, are you going to sell your $500,000, $800,000 home with somebody that treats this as a hobby? Or are you going to list your property with someone that actually treats this like a business and represents you? Okay? So that's probably my message for today, or my topic for today, whatever it is. But I tell you what, I decided to do another podcast today. Didn't have much of an idea what to do, and I did it. And I think that's it for now, and we're going to move on. Again, this is Matt DeFeedy with Realty Executives Elite Homes in Nutley, New Jersey. If you really want to learn this business, learn what works and learn what doesn't, reach out to me. You can catch me on Instagram at NutleyNJRealtor. And then you could also catch me on Twitter at Matthew DeFeedy. And I'm on Facebook also, Matthew DeFeedy, and at facebook.com/NutleyHomeForSale. That's Nutley Home for Sale. Until next Monday, have a great week, guys. Enjoy. See you soon. Sell. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.